The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, more so than in other industrialized nations.
We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members entitled Spiritual Life and Professional Ethics in Washington, D.C., USA, in December 1997.
I was initiated in July of this year, and for some time throughout the past few years prior to this, I had come to feeling empty with my ambitions and my material comforts in the world. And my spirit was thirsty for a deeper sense of meaning in my life, one which I have known and carried with me for quite a few years in my life. I've been reading yoga philosophy, and through my meditation, I prayed to God to send me that fruit for which my soul was so hungry. One day, as I was reading at our local spiritual bookstore, I decided to dine next door at a popular vegetarian restaurant. It was there I came across a small booklet entitled The Key to Instant Enlightenment. I thought, what's this? Now instant enlightenment. Just add water and stir. But as I turned the booklet over, the words, we the disciples of, caught my eye. I was curious by the fact that this seemed to resemble more of a book than a booklet. And it was presented by the disciples of the author. And I was impressed by the amount of work that had obviously gone into it. And I thought, some people must have a great sense and strength in belief to go to all the time and expense to prepare this and offer it free to the public. So I took the book home and I began to read it. The words within it seemed to captivate my spirit, and in the simplicity and honesty in it, they had a great sense of appeal to my inner ideals of truth and meaning. It wasn't that it contained things that I didn't already know, such as vegetarianism, world peace, love of God, world hunger, and the like, but it seemed like I was reading them, the words, for the first time. I could not put the book down, and after reading it, I found myself back at the local bookstore looking for further reading material by this author known as Master Ching Hai. I read all the books I could get my hands on, and within the span of a couple of weeks, I then contacted a meditation center in my area. It was after receiving a warm welcome there from the enthusiastic and loving disciples and after reading these truthful words imparted by the Master, that I then realized what I had been come to looking for. I wanted to become initiated, and I applied at my first visit to the center. After a few months of waiting, my day of initiation had come, and by that time I was doing a lot of reading of the Master's books. and was in eager anticipation of being hurled into ecstasy. I had visions of visiting glorious places with jeweled temples and mentally prepared to travel to heaven amid the sweet sounds of trumpets blasting in my soul transformed forever, never to return the same. I had thought of myself as being somewhat spiritually advanced prior to this, and therefore it came to me as a bit of a shock when I found an initiation that these great things that I had been expecting all this time just really didn't happen. But many things went through my mind at this time. Maybe I don't have many merits, I thought, or maybe something went wrong, or maybe I'm just not the idealistic soul that I profess to be and come to know these past years. As I began to think deeper upon this afterwards, and as I continued on with my daily meditation since, I slowly began to grow a bit more comfortable with my expectations. Why should I have any expectations of God at all, I thought, but rather accept the greatness that surrounds me every day? As I looked at myself a bit closer, I began to dissect my own morals and ambitions. It became clearer to me that I was not above or below anybody else, but rather just a man like any other, looking for the same loves and hopes we all look for within. And as I looked deeper, I began to see that all of us were heading in the same direction, just taking different paths. Some higher, some lower, some faster, some slower. And as I looked within my heart, I began to plainly see that this was the gift offered me through my initiation, the grandeur I had expected. It seems that every time we encounter the truth, its simplicity evades us. As I continue with my meditation these days and try my best to adhere to a simple and honest lifestyle, I stop from time to time and take my comforts and strength from these simple things and thank my inner master and Master Qinghai for her unconditional love and help. Thank you very much.
From Chicago, Illinois Center, United States.
Peace, everyone. I was initiated June 1st, 1997. I am also very excited and happy to be here today at this great, great occasion. I first heard about Master Qinghai in August 1996, my husband and I were on vacation in Hot Springs, Arkansas. We were in a shop looking at books and rocks, crystals, and so forth. My husband discovered the book and brought it over to me. And he said, look. I looked at the front and then I opened it, but her picture on the front, there was something special about that picture. When I looked in her eyes, but I began to read it. I couldn't put it down. I put it down and pick it up. And on the way back to Chicago, my husband drove. I read the book periodically to him, you know, just telling him what was going on. And I began to see beautiful colors after this that I'd never experienced before. And the bright, bright white light. It was just a wonderful experience. And, you know, telling him, he was excited too. But it was truly a blessing. I felt just really uplifted. And, you know, I've known about the consciousness raising, positive teachings for many years. And I knew that it was really a blessing meeting or finding out about Master Qinghai because, you know, she was teaching the same teaching that we were used to, all the wonderful teachings that she brought forth about Jesus and so forth, the truth about him. We were just elated to hear such a wonderful woman come forth, so sincere and serious she sound, but we'd never met her before. And I also had experiences where it seems like her image in dreams or just closing my eyes to meditate. I've had experiences on my job where problems were solved because of the initiation that I received. My husband also received initiation at the same time, so we're both practitioners. And most of all, yesterday, my first time at a retreat, my first time meeting Master Ching Hai, I had the opportunity to speak with her one-on-one. And I mean, I was so surprised, I was so shocked, I thought I wasn't going to be able to speak, but I was able to talk to her. And I'm writing a book, and I said, Master, I would like to put your name in my book. She said, oh, you would, huh? She was coming down on the escalator, I was going up on the escalator. That's how it, I believe God planned the meeting in that way. But I turned around and proceeded behind Master and the group, and they were coming into the meditation hall. And I just came in and I stood along the side. And after a while, she turned to me and she waved. And then she looked again and she, oh, I said, she's begging for me to come. And I ran over and some of the security, run. I ran and I mean, it was just amazing. But I just know it was God planning this. And my husband really, he couldn't come, but he encouraged me so much to come. He said, you should go. And I know why now. And I just feel I have so much to share with him and so many other people. We are all truly, truly blessed way beyond our fondest imagination. It's a blessing to follow whatever Master says, eagerly, speedily, whatever, because she is truly, truly God sent. And standing in her presence, you know, it's just a blessing because I just felt the power of God, but an humbleness about her, a giving spirit that I know of no one. And I did have a master before who left the body in 1983. So this is my second master. And I thank God because I know we were led to her. Thank you all. Peace.
Whatever we have is our own problem, it's our own karma, we created it. Even if we don't create it, you know, if somebody else wants to help us, that's their own free will and free, you know, and loving voluntarily. We cannot force people to take care of us because we are this, we are that, we are others. There's nobody here owns us anything, and nobody anywhere owns us anything, absolutely, whatsoever. We are in this company and the employees here are very helpful already. Our company is already the best. So don't try to make it, you know, as if this is the end of the world. We are a practitioner. We should be brave. We should be courageous. And we should take care of ourselves and accept whatever condition we are in as much as we can. Unless necessary, we don't trouble other people. Everybody come here for the same purpose. They have the same problem like you do, more or less. They have to go through a lot of problem to come here. They have to take holiday sometime, or if the boss don't feel like, give them holiday and things like that. And they have to go through family discussion and be courageous to go above all obstacles in order to come here. So we all have to respect everybody else's position, you know, and their privilege, not to come here for you alone, and don't try to catch my attention for yourself alone. Yeah. I don't like people to take advantage of everybody else's, and just think of yourself at everybody else's expense. Doesn't matter how much I love you and concern about your condition, I'm concerned about everybody else's well. So I don't like people to take, you know, everything for themselves and nothing left for everyone else. And make sure if you want to come here next time or any time, consider everyone else's position. And the time here is very short and very valuable. If it's not for you, then for everyone else. But when you come here, you behave and be responsible. just thinking, suppose you are in the other person's shoe, what would you feel, what would you think? Last night I did some research, you know, in here for some of your questions yesterday. Because yesterday I did give you some answer, but after a while I came to my room and I thought, there's something else missing. And I did some research and I had some answer for you. So I stay up until very late, like maybe, I don't know, maybe 5 o'clock in the morning. What was the question first? The lawyer first, right? Actually, you know, in this kind of situation, it is wrong, huh? Because the lawyer is there to protect the company whenever the situation demand, not always blindly defend for the company, even when the company is wrong. And that's the purpose of having a lawyer anywhere or anytime. Not only for the company, but for private and for any enterprise or any undertaking, huh? Suppose somebody wrong us, right? Accuse us for something that we have not done. Or accuse us for something that we rightfully just, huh? Then we have to need a lawyer to defend for us, because we do not know much about the law. Eh? And he's more the expert. He can argue for us. Then we need the lawyer or the attorney, whatever. Eh? They should be the one who defend for the weak and help the ignorant or the suppressed persons. So in the case of any company at all also, if the company are wrongly accused and being taken advantage of by the employees or by other company, then the lawyer should be using his best to defend for that company. Then it's okay. That is the best way to use a lawyer or to have a lawyer. It's not just to have it there so that you always win and your company always save money or take money from other people, right? So it is not the lawyer's fault, it's the company's fault. And even if a lawyer for any company or any individual should strive to understand the whole fact and then defend for what is right, and not defend for the client, but defend for justice, then it don't matter. But as in most case, people just make use of the lawyer to win the court case. It doesn't matter whether it is right or wrong, then it is no good. Okay? Yeah. So if you are a lawyer, if you intend to be a lawyer, if you're going to work for any company, for any person, you should bear this in mind. If your client is wrong, tell them they are. And you refuse to defend. Or you can change the policy of the company, say, my profession is to defend for what is right and just. I cannot go over that. And if they fire you, go do something else, sell tofu or something. Huh? I told you yesterday. We don't have to live the life of rich and famous in order to be a human being. The more we strive for outside richness and fame, the more we are slave for all kind of wrongdoing in this world. We should always strive to be righteous and right. And then it doesn't matter what we do. Then we will not fear of anything. You remember the story about Rama in India, when he was nominated to be king, future king. He was ready to be king. And when his father denominated him because of some incident with the queen, the smallest queen, she got jealous and then talked him out of it. So he was denominated and exiled into a very far away country He was also prepared to go. And people say, are you not sad? You're not standing up for your right and all that? He said, what for? If I'm given the kingdom, okay, then I will have to fulfill my obligation and do my duty the best as I can. But if the kingdom was taken away from me, ah, good, then I don't have to do it. I have a lot more time to meditate and to think of God, to do something else. When we look like that, it's good. When we look at things that way, we don't feel so confused and struggle inside anymore. We don't care. And that's the right attitude of anybody, especially for the Kuan Yin practitioners. It just makes you feel peaceful when you forgive people. And when you think that maybe that is God's arrangement for something else better, or for somebody's benefit. It might not be your benefit, it might be somebody else's benefit. So whatever it is, it's God's arrangement, otherwise it wouldn't happen. That's what I think all the time. It's just the attitude that makes you feel so good. Good before the new arrangement comes. You already feel good. You already make peace with God and with the whole world within yourself. So this is a very beneficial way for us already, that we can think that way because we meditate, because we're calm in our heart and we don't feel hostile toward any situation or any people. So let alone somebody who has not done us anything wrong, like the client of the other opponent of the opposition. So as a lawyer or any defender of justice, you should remember this. We rather do ourselves harm than do somebody else harm. Only except for self-defense, then you do what you think is right. But normally I just let God does what is right. I don't even bother to defend for myself. Well, what is it to defend for ourselves after all? What do we have to defend for ourselves? To defend for myself so that I live longer in this body? So that I eat more in a few more days or a few more years that I live? Or defense for my fame? What for do I have any fame? And what for does it serve me? Of course, it is good that if our group have a good name, then it's more comfortable for us and we can do a lot of more beneficial things to mankind. But if it doesn't happen that way, then it's all right. It don't matter. We don't lose anything.
Thank you for spending the time with us today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again tomorrow for the conclusion of Spiritual Life and Professional Ethics. And now, Celebrate Animals event in Georgia, USA. Coming up next on Animal World, our co-inhabitants on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you joy, peace, and prosperity.